Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Nasta'inu, nasta'firhu wa nukminu bihi izza wa jalla. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful, benefactor, most merciful, redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God Allah. We ask him for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give. We welcome you once more to the airways of American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of the evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose. I am your host, Kareem Hameed, along with you this morning as we share the lectures and addresses of our beloved Imam Walidullah Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi in another study session of the addresses and lectures of Imam Walidullah Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. Praise be to Almighty God. I am grateful for those of you that attend each session Saturday mornings here on American Muslim 360. And I strongly suggest, if we would, to bring pen and paper with us when we attend each session, to take down notes and be willing to share what Allah has blessed you with from all of these wonderful addresses and lectures of Imam Waliquddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. I want to share with you some statements of Imam Waliquddin Muhammad before we formally move into the study session, inshallah. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. I bring you now the words of Imam Waliquddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi.
What we are building in the United States of America for our life as Muslims in this country. We are doing it for ourselves, but we are doing it in the spirit of a true Muslim follower of the model man, Muhammad. God wants us to value common origin. It's more important to know that you are humans in the mold God created for you than it is for you to know that you are African, because you were first in the mold of human before you were in the mold of African. He was born of a woman. She had to change his diapers all right up behind him, the spills that he left. I don't know, that can't be my God. My God is the God of the heavens and the earth, who created everything and never existed in any situation that made him dependent or weak or helpless. We are peacemakers. Our model, the Prophet Muhammad, the peacemaker. We should be liberators. We should be championing the cause of freedom of religion. It is God that has put you on solid foundations. Foundations that your own life, your own natural life, is asking for, because God made your life to ask for these things. God has driven us to come and embrace the great design of us, that He is us. God wants us to see ourselves not as Negroes, not as black people. God wants us to see ourselves as the Khalifa that He created.
Alhamdulillah. Those are statements by our beloved Imam Waliquddin Muhammad. Praise be to Almighty God. Introducing who we are as Muslims in the association of Imam Waliquddin Muhammad. Our intent is to evolve into the position of Khalifa, one who is in charge of the creation. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. I want to share with you the completion of what we have shared last week and the week prior to. It is entitled Resources. We should work together in a unified effort. I'm going to start where we left off at, if I can successfully locate it. Praise be to Allah. We'll share that with you. Let me begin this address from where I believe we left off at last week. Inshallah. This address is entitled Resources, Work Together as a People. So let me attempt to start off where we left off last Saturday, inshallah. May we all benefit from the hearing. And after this address, I have another address where the Imam is addressing the meaning of the night of power, the night of power. So don't touch that dial. Let's enter into the study session of the addresses of Imam Waliquddin Muhammad.
shopping for a new face, shopping for a new personality, shopping for a new look, right? They are not constant people. They don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. So every time there's no reception, or reception is lost, and nobody wants them anymore, every time they lose their own lookers, they become sick and miserable. What's wrong with you, pretty girl? Nothing. Just one old looker is enough to bring her back to life. Oh, nothing. Hi, where you been? Oh, you really brightened up my day. What you mean you really brought me back to life? I was dying because nobody was looking at me. But when you come into the real knowledge of the self and the great work that God has deposited in you when he created you, oh, you don't feel lonely. You don't hunger for attention. Hunger for somebody to be looking at you and praising you. You don't want that. That doesn't move you. You live in a spirit of gratitude, spirit of appreciation. You live thanking God for saving you from the deformed, miserable cup that you see all around. Say, God, you could have deformed me like you did that bastard. God, thank you for not deforming me. Yes, as you live in a spirit of happiness and appreciation, thankfulness, thanking God that you are not one of those people who can't be happy unless somebody is praising them. You know that people like that? And if they can't find nobody to praise them, they will go 20 miles to a mirror. And you wonder what he's looking for. You think he's chopping for coals or something. No, he's chopping for a mirror. And he finds that mirror, it is. He becomes his own admirer. Break all the mirrors, he goes crazy. That's sick. But that's the condition we fall into when we don't accept the guidance of God. Dear beloved people, again I say to you, we have to be conscious of our own potential. Conscious of what we are capable of producing. I have energy. I can put it to work. There's no job available. No job available to me. But I have energy that wants to be put to work. Now, what am I? A creature that can't live without a regimentation, without somebody driving me, ordering me, telling me what to do? No. God has created me to join organizations, to join operations, to join in the system. But God has also created me to think my way out of inaction. Think my way out of idleness. God has created me to think my way out of death into life. Out of non-productivity into productivity. So I look at the thousands of people who are self-employed. Never worked for any other boss. All they know is self-employment. But we who got so used to punching the clock, waiting for the man to hire us again, or to turn the juice on again at the machine, at the press, we have forgotten that we are a generator ourselves, that we can initiate action. We can plan our way out of our idleness. And we can organize ourselves so that the idol become a force. For those that hire and fire to reckon with. To me, that's what AMCOM represents. represent. It represents an opportunity for people who are made idle to come together with the spirit and determination, faith in their own ability, faith in what they can do, to come together and say, let us idle people become a force to be reckoned with. Yes. I have many resources. I got energy to put to work. I got needs to employ. Don't let other people employ your needs all the time.
Right.
You have to eat. Somebody's employing your needs. Or we may say exploiting your needs. But I like this expression, employing my needs. You are employing my needs. Well, hell, what are you doing employing my needs? I want to employ my own needs. Now, that makes me equal to you. See, when I start thinking that way, I become equal to any other female. So I want to employ my own needs. Okay, I need to eat. I want to put that to work. So you know I'm high in the world, you're going to put the need to eat to work. I'm going to make up my mind that I'm not going to eat from you if I can eat from my own hand. Then I'm putting my need to work for myself. I'm putting my need to work. I think that's what I'm kind of saying again. Say, look, we have a need for clothes. Let us employ our own needs so that we are not exploited in these idle days or idle time, idling time. Yes. So they're saying, let us employ our own needs. We need clothes? Okay. Let us employ that need. So, okay, there's a need standing there. It has nothing to do but wait on the white man to call it into action. So let us employ that need. Because the white man ain't interested in it until he needs it. And as long as he can find a way to get around it, he will get around it. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to be just like him. I want to find a way to get around asking him. You come in and take something out of my neighborhood. As long as I got a brother to take it, and say, hey, can you use that? And you let it stay in the neighborhood, brother? Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it, man. So you want to get around the man taking all of our goods out of the neighborhood. The neighborhood is a resource, isn't it? The neighborhood is a great resource. In that neighborhood, you have energy for production, energy for work. In that neighborhood, you have needs, many needs. Who are tapping those needs? Who is giving attention to those needs and then investing in those needs? It's the outsider. What? I'm reading in a report today, report by one of our fine organizations. They're very useful to us because they study the problem, they study the situation for blacks, and then they report to us on these situations so that we'll be better able to deal with the problems we are faced with today, the problems we have, situations we have find ourselves in. I value these organizations. But sometimes I wonder, have they got caught in a groove and have found some kind of sexual satisfaction in just finding a new path and telling the people? Yes, in the first quarter of 1983, there was 18% of the whites unemployed, of those that are employable, compared with 36% of the blacks. What are you cheering? That ain't nothing to cheer. So, hell, you still put a lot of depressing information on us today. Now, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to change this situation? Well, we have to get this information to the White House. We have to let the Congress know that we can't tolerate this. Ask not. Right. And they tell me he was a great president. They say he was a great president. I believe it. But I don't know who he was talking to. It seems like he talked over most of the people. Yeah, we have to stop that trip to the White House. Going down to see the man again. Every time there's a situation that bothers us, let's go tell the man about it. You know, are we still on the plantation?
No, sir.
If something goes wrong, go tell Marshall. I can understand it there, because Master will punish you for taking the authority upon yourself. But now I'm supposed to be free with the same freedom that all of Americans have. So the Master shouldn't punish me or penalize me for taking my own situation in my own hands. Now, if we continue to follow our preaching politicians, preacher politicians, that's what they are. If we continue to follow our preacher politicians to the White House or to Congress or to Mr. Reagan, yeah, we got to let Reagan know this. You see, Reagan can tell you more about it than you know. He's dwelling for it. We have to stop doing that because that makes us look ridiculous. First, see what we can do. He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's the difference between those that have to be ordered around and those that are ordering people and things around. Yeah, those that say, what my country needs. What my country needs. Do you think you're too small to think that way? You're as big as any creature God has made. So we should ask, what America needs. And if we let the black people stop being so racially selfish and stop talking about what black people need and start asking what my country needs.
Okay, we pause right there. I want to share with you a public service announcement, and if there's any of you that would like to lend some commentary to what we've shared thus far, I ask that you press 1 on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah. You're listening to The Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Created Purpose. I am your host, Kareem Hamid, along with you this morning as we have visited into another study session of the addresses and lectures of Imam Wafidi Muhammad. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
And we are back. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. I want to share with you some of the notes that I have written down at this point in the Imam's lecture. He was emphasizing a point that we need to stop being so selfish concerning our rights. Our rights. What does our country need? What does our country need? There's one thing that I know our country needs. Our country needs to know that we have stopped being a burden, a debilitating weight that drags the country down. We need strength. So if we can discontinue being a dependent and not a contributor to this country, that strengthens the whole country. But to have 13 million dependents is a drag on the economy, it's a drag on the social order, it's a drag on the political order, it's an unnecessary burden, an unnecessary weight. So if we can stop being a burden to this country, a debilitating weight that drags the country down, I think that's a great contribution that we can give to our country. This is our country. Praise be to Almighty God. Allah, it is home. And we are not going anywhere. We live here. This is our possession. And we are caretakers of what Almighty God has blessed us with. So if we can stop being a burden, a debilitating weight that drags the country down, what a wonderful contribution we would give to our country. Okay, I'm going to return back to the lecture. If anyone have any statements that they would like to make, press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Otherwise, we shall return back to the address of Imam Wazuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on resources. Resources. We should work together as a people. The Imam is mentioning our natural resources that we have. We have energy. We have potential within us. We have brains that operate. Those are resources that if we employ our resources and not allow others to meet our needs, then we are utilizing the natural resources that Allah has placed within each and every human being. Praise be to Allah. Let me return back to the lecture. Resources. Work together as a people.
If we can accept the burden of this country upon our own shoulders, shouldn't the burden of a country be upon the shoulders of every citizen of that country? Certainly. We know all won't be able to carry it because all don't have the mind to respect it. But those that have the decency to respect such noble idea, they will be prepared to shoulder their country, carry their country on their own shoulders. But if you carry your country upon your shoulders, you want to know what your country needs. And when you stop to ask the question, what my country needs, it will clear your vision. Your vision is clear. And then you'll be able to attend your own needs. And your country needs strength. And if you've got 30 million African-American people with a habit of crying out to the white man every time they have difficulty as a people, then you've got a people who are still suffering a compulsion to cry to somebody else like a baby. You got a dependent people on your hands. You got a dependent people on your hands. You know what that means, a dependent? That means somebody else takes care of them. Every time we fill out our income tax, you say, how many dependents you have? How many dependents you have? Every white person should pay 30 million, I think. That's a shame. If you were to cry to them for a way out of all your problems, then they have 30 million black dependents. But we shouldn't accept that situation. No, indeed. So realize that you have the same resources that everybody else has. You're capable of doing whatever that anybody else can do. And that if you use your resources, your spirit improves. Your life becomes more livable. That is your way to fulfillment. If you want to fulfill yourself, and everybody want to fulfill themselves, don't let the child fulfill herself. If she wants to walk a tightrope, don't bother her. Let her practice walking a tightrope. She must fulfill herself. Dear child. Right? Yeah, you know. You don't care what they want to do. Oh, listen. That's what you get in this business. He's going to be happy. That's his form of happiness. That's his idea of happiness. Let him fulfill himself. What? Look, somebody must believe that way. If they didn't believe that way, dope wouldn't be so prevalent. Dope fiends wouldn't be so prevalent. Right? Yeah, if they didn't believe that man was entitled to make his choice, that's my choice. I want a dream for the rest of my life. So I'm taking morphine or whatever it is. So that's my choice. There's a member of Congress. This dope problem is becoming an epidemic. Well, will you please allocate some money for a research team to go and study this problem? So how much? Oh, the wrong think maybe $5 billion. At least $500 million. Okay, all right. Okay, we allocate $700 million for this project. And now let's go study the dope fiends. So they're all that good taxpayers' money. Right? Yes. And maybe one of the members of Congress could have told them. All that money spent, and then they get a program for dope fiends. So, well, we got this program. It's been operating now for 5 years. Then we still have the same problems. Dope addicts is just increasing and increasing at the same rate, and even more so. So we don't worry about it. So don't they have people employed? Oh, yes, we are employing people to handle the dope problem. So we don't worry about it. So can't we stop this? Stop it. That's not America. But we can't stop it. This is a free society. A man has to be left alone to make his own choices. If that's the life that he chooses to live, then we must allow it. Please don't stop all the dope from coming into the city. We'll lose our democracy. We have to give a dope fiend an opportunity to use his dope. Now, that sounds perhaps far-fetched to you all. Perhaps sound way out and ridiculous. But that's reality. That is reality. Do you think this country doesn't have power to keep dope out of this country? Don't they have power to keep niggas out of business? Don't they have power to keep niggas out of progress? They got power to keep blacks from being economically established. They got the power to keep blacks from power. They keep blacks out of power. They got power to keep blacks from organizing their life. If they got the power to keep blacks from controlling their own neighborhood. If they got the power to take our teenagers away from us, away from mom and daddy, and turn our teenagers against us, and make them appear to us as strangers we never saw in our lives, foreigners from another world. If they got the power to do all that, and lie all that, and if they got the power, to when they want to stop even the mafia.
Right.
Mafia make too much trouble during the wrong season.
Mm-hmm.
The feds come down on the mafia.
Right.
To make the mafia go in his house, become a husband, become a father. Make him go on back home and become a family man. Or lock him up forever. They got the power to deal with these three forces. If they got the power to choke the Caribbean until the Caribbean say, please, I had enough. I'm ready to make a deal. If they got the power to keep Islam out of the black community. Yes. Don't you know, if it wasn't for forces working to keep this religion out of the black heart, man's heart in this country, that this religion would already be the religion of the black people in this country? Any intelligent man, if you would put the two religions on each side of the board, our religion on one side of the board, put the religion that you people follow that are not Muslim on the other side of the board, and let any intelligent man say, which one of these religions both serve the needs in the life of American black. Any intelligent person would say, this religion they call, what is it, Islam, that's the one that best serves the needs of the black. Anytime you don't have blacks responding to it, it's because this power we call America, this power has the power to keep black hearts from responding to Islam. This powerful environment of country we call America, it has the power to keep blacks out of the courage establish themselves. To command respect in their home. We don't have no respect in our homes. We don't command respect in our homes. We don't have the courage. We don't have the courage to tell America, look, Christianity was given to us from you.
Okay, I'm returning back to the studio board. Unfortunately, that's as far as that lecture goes. But there's enough there that we can glean from and discuss and make comparative decisions as to how we shall live our lives. Imam Muhammad was stating that in this country, they believe that democracy and rights mean that you have the right to destroy yourself and others. Don't stop him. He has a right. This is America. He can do whatever he wants to. Even he can destroy himself, but also others, influencing others. Now, here we are in this country, kind of freak nature is being propagated inside of this country, that if someone wakes up one morning and say, I want to be a woman, he has the right to do that. If he says, I want to use the women's restroom, You can't stop him. He has a right to do that. He has a right to do that. If you speak out against what they call the LGBTQ community in this country, you can be blackballed, you can be canceled, you can lose your job because you speak up for what you know to be right, for the very nature that Almighty God has placed within us as human beings. When if you you see that they are making it whereby by a lot of people are somewhat hesitant to speak up for the natural nature that Almighty God has created within us. He created us male and female, male and female. And our democracy does not change that, does not change that. A lot of people are hesitant to speak up for the natural nature that Almighty God has placed within us in this huge media environment, the power of information. Information is one of the greatest tools now, is one of the greatest tools of taking the human being from off of what they call his square, from off of his true nature, from off of the ingredients that Almighty God had placed within us as human beings. They defend the wrong under the guise of democracy. He has a right. You don't have a right to undermine and supplant the community of human beings. You don't have a right to introduce concepts and ways of thinking that weakens the community, that weakens the country, that weakens us as human beings. You don't have a right to do that. That is their form of democracy. But praise be to Almighty God, Allah has given us a life that we hold to, a life that we promote, a life that we live in this environment, in this free-for-all environment that we are living in at this time. We are grateful to be celebrating the Eid al-Fitr, the Eid al-Fitr, the return back to the original nature, the original foundation, the original essence that God has placed within human beings in this blessed time of celebration, a return back to our original nature, our fitra, the very foundation upon which Almighty God has established the human being. Allah created male and female, the dhakara and unta, the male and the female. So we are in an environment that is challenging the very foundation of human life, of human life. If there's any one of you that would like to share at this time, I ask you, press one on your phone. I will open up your mic. We are in that dilemma right now. It's so-called democracy, unbridled democracy. When you see a wrong, Allah says, when you see a wrong, it has been reported that this is a report given. When you see a wrong, change it with your hands. If you can't change it with your hands, speak out against it. And if you can't do that, at least hate it in your hearts. And that is the weakest form of faith. Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi has shared with us that no, you have to first, you have to hate it in your heart. If you don't hate it in your heart, you won't have the courage to try to change it with your hands. If you don't hate it in your heart, then you won't have the courage to even speak out against it. But it begins with the heart, the intention of the human being. All matters are judged by intention. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah, So we live in an environment whereby this unbridled democracy is being misused against human beings. Praise be to Allah. So if there's any one of you that would like to share, I will open up your mic. Praise be to Allah. Also, the imam mentioned we need to stop being selfish in our expression of the shortfalls that we have within our lives. We color those shortfalls as African American, as black, as melanated. And we go and we complain about our needs. Well, our needs are the needs of a vast number of people in this country. The idea of a failing educational system, that's not just happening to so-called blacks or so-called African Americans. That is a national emergency. The inadequate medical care, medical facilities. There are large areas in this country where there is inadequate medical provisions given to the citizens that live in that area. If we stop coloring it as black and color that interest as human, then I believe we will have a stronger voice in correcting the ills in the society in which we live. I can somewhat, to a degree, understand why disadvantaged Caucasians are so upset now, because everything is colored in the color of us. And they have a right to say, hey, wait a minute. What about us? What about us? My children go to a bed hungry. My children's schools are dilapidated and the educational system is falling down around them. I have inadequate health care. You name it. But if we stop the oppressive language of just black, us, African American, and speak to the ills that is affecting all of us, that's affecting the human being, then you're gonna allies in the march toward justice. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. So we have to stop being so selfish in our complaints. Stop counting them in skin color and couch them in human need. Praise be to Allah. Okay, I wanted to share that with you. Praise be to Allah. We have the right to take our life within our own hands and provide for ourselves. Praise be to Allah. You know, I believe a problem among us is cooperation. We sometimes find it hard to work with each other. We all know what the solution is, but the ability to cooperate with each other, cooperation is the key. Praise be to Allah. I'll stop right there. Okay. I see no one has anything to say at this time, but I definitely ask in these study sessions that you share what Allah has blessed you with from out of these addresses and lectures. Praise be to Allah. This is not a monologue. This is a study session of the addresses of Imam Waqidi Muhammad. And each and every last one of you is a resource. Praise be to Allah. Your greatest resource is your aql, your brain. And you can't tell me that short clip did not activate some thinking in your brain. That is a resource. And you need to share your resource with others. So that is the purpose of this study session so that we can glean from the featured lectures of Imam Muhammad's knowledge, wisdom, and direction for the practical application in our personal and community lives. These sessions are open to all serious human beings. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Let me move forward. I don't want to belabor that too much, but it somewhat puzzles me. I have to be honest with you. Puzzles me that someone can sit and hear such life-giving words and their mind, their heart and their mind is not activated, it's not quickened. They're not ideas that enter us. But I believe that we keep those thoughts to ourselves. We don't share those thoughts. We keep them to ourselves. That is selfish. I'm just going to say it. That is selfish. That is selfish. You have to be willing to share. You have to be willing to express what Allah has placed on your heart and on your mind to share with others. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to move forward now and share with you another address of Imam Muhammad entitled, entitled The Night of Power. The Imam is addressing the subject of the Night of Power, and it is from the Atlanta Masjid of El-Islam in Atlanta, Georgia. Praise be to Allah. Let me begin the address. And I ask you to have pen and paper with you, please, and be willing to share what Allah blessed you with. Don't be selfish. Be willing to share. Praise be to Allah. This is the Imam's address on the Night of Power. Praise be to Allah. It takes a while for it to get started, but here we go.
Yes, this is the Night of Power. Comes on an odd day, not on the even day. And in the Quran, God mentions to us in the signs, the even and the odd, the even numbers and the odd numbers. And the Night of Power comes on an odd number, not on an even number. And you know, Quran, the very first words of Revelation came to the prophet saying, read, and the report. That don't have that many to select from. You know, we have a small number of boys compared to what they have in these other schools. We don't have as many to select from. So given all the facts about the situation, the contest, I think they're super. Yeah. Yes, this is the Night of Power. Comes on an odd day, not on the even day. And in the Quran, God mentions to us as signs, the even and the odd, the even numbers and the odd numbers. And the Night of Power comes on an odd number, not on an even number. And you know, Quran, the very first words of Revelation came to the prophet saying, read, and the report that is given to us from the reporter from the prophet's life they say that the angel touched the prophet one time, told him to read, and he said he couldn't read. They pressed him again, said he couldn't read. But on the third time, the reading came. The reading came on the third time. So this is on the odd number. That the reading came, you see. Laylatul Qadr Khayrun min Alf al-Shahr, the night of power is better than a thousand months. Here recently, I was in California, and my former teacher, the teacher that my father got in Chicago, he was of Jordan, I believe. I think that's where he his home was, Jordan. And he had moved to the United States. He was living there, doing business, real estate, and some other business. Al-Razak Muhammad advertised for a teacher to teach us Arabic in our school, University of Islam in Chicago. So this Arab, he came, said he had read the article, the announcement, asking for someone to teach Arabic. So he came for the job. We had two other teachers before him. He came. He was a young man compared to one of them. He was young. And he came and he became our teacher. And I saw him in Phoenix, not California, Phoenix, recently. And he was looking very good. I was so happy to see him looking so good. Looked like to me he had gotten younger, looking very good. I told him, I said, you look 10 years younger than you did when I saw you last time. He said, yes, I'm doing much better now. And so we got in a conversation. And he mentioned Laylatul Qadr. And he was saying that, commenting on what I had said. He was also at the meeting in Phoenix, and he heard my address. So he was commenting on what I had said at the address, and he said, you know, it's time for us to come forward with better explanations. For the benefit of Muslims today. Now, I'm not quoting him word for word, but I'm giving you what he said. Try to recall it and give it to you as exactly as I possibly can. So he, excuse me, so he said that, you know, he said another thing, because he commented on what I had said. Then he said, you know, it's another thing. He said the expression that is translated, the night of power, he said, most of us have been led to think by the scholars and those who translate that the night of power is talking about the night in which the Quran the night of power. He said, but there is nothing in that surah that says that. And he's right. So he said there could be another explanation, some seers for that. And he explained to me what he had on his mind. And I saw something in what he was saying, but I also saw something in what he was saying that I couldn't quite be comfortable with. And I'm still thinking about it. So that's good, you know, that's what thinking does. You know, thinking permits us to see things or to start, begin trying to see things that we had never tried to see before, you know. And this is the this is the beginning of inquiry in a new area, study, and it may cause some of us to disagree and may bring about argument, but that's the way progress is. That's how progress comes, you know. so anyway, not that I would argue with him. I have a lot of respect for him. I would have a discussion with him. And we are going to have some more discussion, because I'm going to see him. We're going to talk. We're going to have more discussion. But something he said that I think we should, I would say, look at, and that is the possibility that this surah is talking about the beginning of creation itself, how the world was created. It says in the night of power, what will make you know what it is? So obviously this is something that is not known. This was something that was not known or past not known. Something that's not known. I said, what will make you know what it is? So that kind of expression in the Quran, usually when we see that expression, we know exactly what God wants from us. God wants us to think about that. God wants us to reflect on that, to study it. God wants us to realize that we don't know it yet. This is talking about something that you don't know yet. What will make you know? So you don't know it yet. What will make you know what that night of power is? Then it says, the night of power is greater than 1,000 months. Now this is not telling you what the night of power is. This is just telling you that it is valuable, very valuable. This is not. This is something that's very valuable. It's like saying what I'm talking about is worth $1,000. I'm not telling you what it is. I'm just telling you how precious it is, how valuable it is. The night of power. Better than 1,000 months. Says, in it descend the spirit, Ar-Ruh, the spirit. And this spirit is the Holy Spirit. This spirit is a great spirit, the Holy Spirit. In it descends the spirit and the angels by permission of their Lord. Now, this is revelation right here. Where have we ever been told that the Holy Spirit had a Lord? Those in the religion at that time of the book, the Christians, they thought the Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God. Now, here is the Allah revealing in the Quran, in this surah called the Night of Power, or the Power, and Laylatul Qadr, the Night of Power, that this Holy Spirit has a Lord. And not only the Holy Spirit has a Lord, but the angels too. They have a Lord. Allah is their Lord. And they don't do anything except but as He wills that they do it. So it is by His will and his allowing it, His wanting it, that they are doing these things. So it's very clearly saying that the Holy Spirit is not one in a Trinity, is not a God equal with God, and the angels are not God either. The angels were not always, but they have a Lord. If they have a Lord, that means they were not always. Because Lord is one that nourishes something and is kept from its helpless state to its development to where it should be. That's what a Lord is. The Lord is the nourisher that cares for something and works with it and finds it in its infantile state and then gives it what it needs to bring it to its mature state, its complete state. This is what Lord means. So if the Holy Spirit has a Lord, that means the Holy Spirit was once a thing not developed, and God developed it. And the angels were once elements or things not developed, and God developed them. So right there is revelation. For the religion, Yeah. So you descend the night in which the Holy Spirit descend and the angels by the permission of their Lord, Rabbihim, their Lord. All of them have the same Lord, Allah, by the permission of their Lord. That's why the Quran, Allah doesn't say, as the Bible has it, and God said to the angels, let us make man. God said to the angels, I am about to make a man, to make a Khalifa in Adam. And when I have done it, you submit. Yeah, you submit. Yes. Make obeisance to him. Such that to him. And this is the way it's given in the Quran. Yes. So this lack of power could be referring to the beginning of creation, how creation was made. That in the beginning, everything was like a night darkness, like the Genesis says. In the beginning, there was darkness. So this could be another revelation revealing the genesis of creation. And that was the night, and then the Holy Spirit descended therein, and the angels, by the permission of their Lord, obeying every command, are following on every command. Yes. Peace it is until the rise of the dawn. Until the rise of the dawn. Now, what is this dawning? Rise of the dawn. Whether this is referring to the genesis of creation or to the beginning of revelation coming to Muhammad the prophet, whether it's referring to one or the other, in my opinion, the language is the same. Because for us, the beginning of this creation is the beginning of our understanding, our own perception of it. It has no beginning for us until we start to perceive it. You see? So for me, it may be either. So that's why I said I'm not comfortable, very comfortable with what my old professor was saying. Because if he's thinking it points only to the creation, the beginning of the creation of the universe, then I can't feel comfortable then. Because I know what we want to know and need to know is not so much how this physical world started, but we need to know how it is put together so we can get more benefit from it as scientific-minded people devoted to God. That's what we need. So it doesn't matter whether it begins 76 trillion years ago, or 5 billion years ago, It doesn't matter. What we want, we need to know is it's nature. It's nature. Now, speaking of nature in scientific language, it's nature. It's nature meaning, what is it? How is it formed? How does it operate? What makes it as it is? What keeps it as it is? What is its purpose here? Etc. Nature refers to the knowledge of the inner reality and the inner working of things. That's the nature. The inside reality and the inner workings of a thing. What the Quran calls the batin, the apparent and the batin, the apparent and the hidden, or the unseen. So nature, in the scientific sense, refers to the unseen existence and workings, our operations. We don't see the atom. We don't see neutrons and electrons. We don't see all those things. But the study of matter has brought us to know those things exist and that matter is held together by those components or those parts, molecular structure, held together because there are neutrons and protons and electrons, and the way they operate together holds matter together. Yeah. So this is what we learn in science, and that's the hidden of the matter.
Praise be to Allah. We return back to the studio board. This is the Imam discussing the night of power. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And he's quoting, peace it is until the dawn. And that is connected to enlightenment. Perception in intellect, the rise of the enlightenment, the rise of man's mind, the reward of man's perception, his vision. Allah has said to us that he has created everything in pairs. I equate that with there's the external creation that we see, and there's the internal creation that we don't see. Everything has an external and an internal content. We are blessed to see the external, but there's another blessing, and that is the internal creation of what we perceive, of what we see. There's inside operation as a utility to us. How we can use that as a utility to benefit our lives. We look at a thing and we see the outer appearance, but there is another creation that is inside of what we perceive materially on the outside. Allah has created everything in pairs, external and internal. Praise be to Allah. Everything has an internal content. Everything. So this is how I'm seeing that. When Allah says that he created everything in pairs, there's the external and there's the internal operation of creation, praise be to Allah. Ourselves, we see us, we look at each other and we see an external reality. But there's another reality that is internal that we don't see. For everything, you name a tree, rock, water, all of this is leading us into science, to look at the internal operation of the creation and how we can utilize that for our benefit. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. That is how I'm seeing the idea of Allah created everything in pairs, in pairs. You know, we say, well, all right, Allah created the apple, and on the other side of that, he created the orange. That's not adequate for me. That's not adequate. No, Allah created the apple, but there is an internal life inside of the apple. There are nutrients, vitamins, other internal content. Matter of fact, inside of the apple is the seed. The seed. The seed is the internal that we don't see, but it's there. And coming in contact with the seed, we see that we can plant the seed and produce other apples. That's a reward. That is a double blessing. It's the external and the internal content of everything. I'll stop right there. If there's anyone that would like to lend commentary to what we shared thus far, I ask that you press 1 on your phone and I will unmute your mic. I pause now for some important public service announcements. I ask you don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. This is the study sessions of the addresses and lectures of Imam Waruddin Muhammad on the evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose. I am your host. I ask you don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. God willing, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waruddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matters. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
And we are back, praise be to Allah. This is the study sessions of the addresses and lectures of Imam Waleed Saddiq Muhammad Rahim Allah Alayhi. He is sharing with us his perception of the night of power. And he shared with us the statement that peace it is in the night, peace it is, until the coming of the dawn, the coming of the dawn, the coming of light. I equate that with the coming of knowledge, the coming of enlightenment, that Allah says to us that they did not dispute among themselves until knowledge came to them. Let me share with you a report around our beloved Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. It is reported that the Prophet Muhammad received from Almighty God Allah the exact night for the night of power. The exact night. And the Prophet Muhammad went among the company of believers to inform them as to what the night of power is and was. But when he entered the company of the believers, of Muslims, there were two men arguing, vehement argument. And the Prophet Muhammad stated that Allah had revealed to him the exact night of the night of power. But because of the environment that he entered into, the arguing, he said he forgot what exact night, what exact day, the night of power. Disagreement. Disturbed our Prophet Muhammad, and he forgot what the night of power, what had been revealed to him. Now, this is not canonized, otherwise you would find it in the Quran, but it is not canonized. So Imam Muhammad has shared with us his insights concerning the exact night of the night of power. Ramadan, alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God Allah. Ramadan is a commemoration of the revelation of the Quran, And the Ramadan is memorialized in three sections. The first 10 days is applied to forgiveness, being willing to forgive. The second section is mercy. And the third section is freedom and salvation from the hellfire. Those are three states in the blessed month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. It is the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. And he equates nine with life. Normally, the life of the fetus takes 9 months to fulfillment inside of the stomach of our mothers. Nine is symbolic of life, a renewal of life. And so you take the three stages of the month of Ramadan, multiply them by the life. Multiply them by the nine. And 3 times 9 equals 27. Imam Muhammad said, don't make a large issue of it, but he believes the night of power is on the 27th day, the 27th night of the month of Ramadan. I share that with you, and we don't argue with other people or anything like that, but he's sharing his insights with us concerning the night of power and that statement that they did not argue until knowledge came to them. So it was with an argument that called out Prophet Muhammad. According to him, what he said, he forgot what night it was. Praise be to Allah. So I'm going to return back to the lecture, the night of power. If there's any of you that would like to share what Allah blessed you with from what we have shared thus far, I ask that you press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic, inshallah. Okay. Praise be to Allah. We have our brother, Muhammad Sharif, is with us. Miracle 914434. Assalamu alaikum. Muhammad Sharif, take your call. Yes, sir.
Walaikum assalam, Master Ring.
Yes, sir.
Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, just want to say, you know, so first of all, I'll say this. There's only people that don't make mistakes. Those that don't do anything. Only people that don't make mistakes are those that don't do anything.
That's right. Yeah.
So you do a lot of work. You do a lot of work, a lot of good work. Just want to say on the about the first 10 and second 30 days. The first 10 is mercy, and the second 10 is forgiveness.
Thank you for that correction, if I'm wrong. Alhamdulillah for you.
Alhamdulillah. Okay.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. For that correction, praise be to Allah. See how we grow with each other? Praise be to Almighty God. Yes, I made a mistake. I'm human. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So we return back to the Imam's address on the night of power. May we all benefit from the hearing. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Okay.
And it's the hidden of the matter that gives us the greatest knowledge of the matter and gives us also, puts us in a situation to get the greatest benefit of the matter when we know that. So this is what Allah wants us to know, and this is what our souls have been created to know. Our souls and our intellects, our minds have been created to know the nature of things. And I believe that's why the translator translated and he taught Adam, the nature of things. And he taught Adam the nature of things. That's how one Muslim brother from overseas translated. And he taught Adam the nature of things, not just the names, but he taught Adam the nature of things. Yes. Allah says in the Quran that the merciful taught the Quran and created the human being. Ar-Rahman, the merciful, God, Allama al-Quran, taught the Quran, wa khalaqa al-insan. The merciful God taught the Quran and created the human being. Now, what was he teaching? The teaching came before the human being. What was he teaching? The dead human being. and teaching him brought into life. So this is the more important creation for us, isn't it? Praise be to Allah. And this is a creation that enables us to become creators. Yes, creators, inventors, creators, masters of the sciences, producers of goods and services, etc. Yes, this is what enables us to become creators. Oh, no one is a creator but God. Read the Quran again. And Allah is the best of creators. That's God's word in the Quran. And Allah is the best of creators. Can't you feel the angels descending? And the Holy Spirit? I do. Yes, I can feel the Holy Spirit and the angels coming down in the darkness by the permission of their Lord. You know, man progresses as his eye opens up. As the lens on his eye opens up to see more and to see clearly, the more his eye opens and the lens opens to capture more of the world that God created, and he's able to see it clearly and understand it, the more progress we have. That's why there's no progress until day, right? In the story of creation. Everything, nothing was happening. There was darkness everywhere. And then the light came on, and things began to take form, be present, be seen, life, activity, and progress.
Okay, I want to, my mind has been somewhat quickened by what is being shared from our beloved Imam Waqidi Muhammad, that Almighty God taught Adam the nature of things. The nature of the thing is its natural origin. And after teaching Adam the nature of things, then the human being became alive. The sciences, the internal utility of the creation itself. The first revelation to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace be upon him. The first word was Iqra, Iqra. And that is the commentary on that is read, read, study, investigate the creation, investigate. That word, investigate, is a combination of two words. Make an investment, and the way will be open to you. The gate will be open to you for human progress. Invest your mind, your energy, your talents, your potential in the internal workings of the creation. Investigate, to invest. Invest means to take something of profit and employ that that benefit to use, that it has a usage. To investigate with your mind, your heart, your spirit, even your money. Investigate. Research, educate the internal workings of the creation. Allah says, read in the name of your guardian Lord who created. And further, Allah says, and Almighty God gives you reward for your investigation, benefit for reading the creation, benefit for investing in this wonderful creation. Is an internal investigate. Though that combination of words, that compound usage of words is assigned to us to investigate. We have not, my people suffer for a lack of knowledge, for a lack of knowledge. How come the gate is not flung open? But we have to first do our part. Allah says, never will he remove what is bothering a people till they themselves, my words here now, my words, until they themselves employ themselves and investigate what is bothering them, what is troubling their soul. You have to make an investment. You have to put forth effort. Effort. That's an investment. Our human energies is an investment. Our intellect is an investment. That we invest in the creation. And the way to progress will be open to us. That investigate, that gate, opens up wide to a myriad of blessings that Allah has placed within the creation itself. Read, and thy Lord is most bountiful, is most bountiful. So praise be to Allah. I'll stop right there. If there's anyone else that would like to share, press one, I will open up your mic and let Allah, and you share what Allah blessed you with. With what we have broadcast thus far. Okay, I see no one at this time. We'll move forward with the Night of Power by our beloved Imam Waqidi Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alayhi.
Hmm? Yes. And God says, travel through the earth. That means visit areas outside of your area. Travel through the earth. Not where there's nothing but sand. Because he says, and see how he started creation. And repeats it. Travel through the earth and see how God began creation. And repeats it. Now, you know, that could be understood from just a reflection on civilization, how they rise and fall, and how new civilizations rise up behind those fallen civilizations. I could just understand it that way. Mm-hmm. Travel through the earth, and that's what you'll see. You'll see the ruins of ancient civilizations, the ruins of this, the ruins of that civilization. And right there, over or upon the ruins, you'll see the late civilization, the new civilization. But Allah wants us to not just see that there is a sign of a civilization once here and it's gone, it's dead. And now here's the living one, here's the present one, and they're not the same. That one's gone. This one is the current one, the living one. Doesn't want us to look, see, just want us to think about it. How did this ancient one get started? What caused its fall? Now, here's another one that's different. is not really a new beginning. It's a repetition. Though it looks different, they may think a little different. The civilizations that have risen upon logic, science, study, etc., they don't differ any more than our language is different. They don't differ any more than our nation's different. What I mean by that, our languages can be tied into one language, human language. And our differences as nations can be tied into one understanding, and that is nations, how nations form. And we all form the same way. The differences are not that big and serious when it comes to the nature of the origins or the beginning of nations. If we study the origin and beginning of one nation, we have the knowledge then to understand the origin and beginning of all nations. Yes. Likewise for civilization. And it's not that they don't get credit for this. Man can't have civilization by closing his eyes and working with darkness. He has to open his eyes and work with the external reality. Then he can have it. And Allah is the creator of the external reality, and him. The subject, both in the actor and in the subject matter. He's the creator of both. Allah, operator and his subject. He's the creator of both. And all the subject or the operator is doing is studying what Allah has created. That's all he's doing. And what works for him is only what Allah has put in his creation. If he gets something that Allah hasn't put in his creation, it doesn't work. So that's why the better perception of the beginning of these great civilizations is to see that God, you see how Allah begins creation and then repeats it. See how he begins creation and then repeats it. And then Allah points us also to our own creation, right? Now we can't see how he began our creation, but we can certainly see how he repeats it. And that's all the knowledge we need to know in order to manage our creation. That's all we need to know. We don't need to know how the first man was formed of dust or of clay or whatever to benefit from this life and make progress. All we need to know is how the life is repeated. So study the sperm. Study the ovum. Study what happens when they meet together. Study the birth of an infant. Study its growth and development. Now you have learned how God creates and repeats it. Right? You see why the coming of the Quran produced great scientists and brought about the renaissance for the sciences? It's because they were taught to think by the Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, they were taught to think as I'm explaining to you now. So, you know, right now, if we didn't have science already well developed in the world, talking like this would start, well, again, scientific thinking in us, wouldn't it? It would begin scientific thinking in us, and a school of scientists would be born out of an audience like this. Yes. Because we have among you, there's some among you who could be scientists. I'm among you. I could be one. And a very good one. Oh, yes, I know I do. But I don't have to be. If you have children, and you can be fast. I'm just the rain man. We'll open the shutters on the windows, etc. Praise be to Allah. Yeah. see how God began creation and repeats it? Travel through the earth to see these things. Wonderful. Wonderful revelation. The light of power has more to do with the hunger in the soul for understanding, the hunger in the intellect for perception than anything else. Peace it is until the rise of the dawn. Why is it the peace? Hatta means just what it says. Until. That means there's a change coming. Until in English means a change. Run until you fall out. Well, we know after until is going to be a change. Falling out. So peace is till the rise of the dawn. That means after the night there's no peace. Do we have this in other religions? Yes! During the Christmas season. What do you get? Holy night, silent night. Peace everywhere. So they have that in their religion too, don't they? A night that is the night of peace. Peace it is until the rise of the dawn. Says, and the people, they didn't differ until the clear knowledge came to them. Right? They didn't differ. They didn't argue and dispute with each other before. But only after our friend the knowledge, the clear knowledge came to them, then they began to argue. When the clear knowledge came to them, then they began to differ with each other. And difference is the end of the peace, right? That's the end of the peace. There ain't peace for now. We arguing with each other. We debating each other. We're differing with each other. We're claiming that my way is better than your way. I'm right, you wrong. Look how agreeable the following of the prophet was. Or look how agreeable they were. During the early days of his work. But as knowledge was unfolded for them, and they began to have some knowledge to stand upon, they start giving their opinions and whatnot and bringing their arguments to him. So and so says this. When you give us the understanding of this, or verify what he's saying, for us. Then after he passed, they really got into it. Yeah, they really got into it. The prophet never heard of a Shiite. And you know what else? Prophet never heard of a Sunni. What, they weren't existing. There's no such people as Shiites and Sunnis. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. We have promised the hereafter, paradise, etc. But we also promise clear perception. Clear perception. That we will see clearly, perceive very clearly. So our minds will be at ease, and our hearts and our souls will be at ease, because the confusion will be gone. The understanding will be complete and clear. God says that he sent Muhammad as a liberator to teach us purity, or to purify us, and to teach us the book, the Quran, to teach us the book, and the rational basis, or the rules of logic for the book, to purify us, and to teach us the book, Al-Kitab, in the Arabic, Wal-Hikmah, the rational basis, are the rules of logic for the book. And then God says also that he was to purify us, or want us to be purified, so that he can complete, fulfill his favor on us, or his blessings on us. He wants to complete his blessings on us. Ni'mah, ni'mah. To complete his ni'mah, ni'mah. That's a blessing on us. For the light of fire, the light which the angels descend, and the Holy Spirit, pardon me, and the angels, the Holy Spirit, a ruh, the Holy Spirit, and the angels, al-malaik, what are these? These are pure beings, aren't they? They are needed in the process of revelation. The process of revelation requires the Holy Spirit being involved, and angels being involved, and then man can be reached with revelation, communication. And these are pure beings. They come from high up where there is no impurity. Now, it's a sign that the impurities are down here, and the higher you go, the more you get into pure air. Allah is working on us. Allah has selected us for himself. And Allah is working on us. And Allah wants us purified. Purified. Allah wants us to love righteousness. Allah wants us to love cleanliness. Allah wants us to love decency. So that he may complete his favor on us. So that he may complete his blessings on us. The blessings he wants to complete needs us first to become clean and decent in our hearts and in our souls and in our minds. We got the potential. We got the rational potential. We got the intellectual potential. But that's not the state that Allah will bless unless it has decency, cleanliness, desire for righteousness, desire for cleanliness, desire for decency. So he gives us revelation that before it reaches our intellect, it already touches our heart, and it wants us to be more decent before our Lord. It wants us to be cleaner before our Lord. It wants us to be more truthful before our Lord. It begins to work on us to put us in a cleaner state, in a more decent state, in a more sincere state, before even the intellect comes in contact with the great rational message for the future progress of the people on this earth. Yes? Mm. You know, when the body wakes up in the morning, the eyes open up. You know, the feet don't try to get out of the bed before the eyes open up. And Allah is blessing us with leaders who loves righteousness, who love decency, who love truthfulness, who love sincerity. Allah is blessing us with such leaders, males and females. And these are going to be the ones to take us into the promised land. The promised land for our intellect. The promised land for our intellect. So that we will have thinkers and scholars and scientists born among us who will get the attention of the literate world. Just like those got the attention of the literate world in the time of our prophet from hearing the Quran explained and taught by him. Yes. Are you referring to yourself? No, I said we will have leaders, not just myself. I'm just one. We will have leaders that Allah will bless and is blessing because of their sincerity, because of their desire for righteousness and decency. Uprightness and cleanliness, etc. See, he will purify them and teach them the book and the wisdom, or the rules of logic for the book, which will make them wise and give birth to scientists. Yes. Now going back to the interpretation of the Night of Power as the Muslim era or the Muslim age, reading on the Genesis, the beginning of creation.
and understanding that the agents of God, the Holy Spirit, and the angels were really pure beings. And they must descend first. And then the revelation comes. And then the dawn, the day, the dawn. A day with the Lord is as a thousand with you. It's the scripture, isn't it? Before, scripture, all scripture. A day with the Lord is as a thousand with you. So here comes the day. The day, the dawning of the intellect. The dawning of the intellect. And when this dawning starts happening for the intellect, then the same thing happens in the garden. The same thing happens for the world that happens for the garden. The God created the man and put him in the garden, and then he charged him to do what? Dress the garden. Dress the garden. So these ones who love righteousness and purity, they will be awakened, their intellects will be awakened. And they will see themselves standing in the garden of their own souls. Yes. And they will get the message from God, dress the garden. And the Lord that revealed the word of the Quran to awaken our intellect, to turn us on to scientific inquiry as well as to obedience and servant, but the scientific inquiry, same God, will have us pretty soon dressed in the garden.
Pause now for some important public service announcements, and if there's any of you that wish to share at this time, I ask that you press 1 on the phone. I will unmute your mic after these important public service announcements. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered, when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Just 12 years old.
Mama's whack, daddy's smack, brother's whack, sister's jack. Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM360 Islamic Radio Station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God Allah. We invite you to tune back in to American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of Al-Islam in Focus, hosted by beloved Dafrita Hadi. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. I want to make connections with what has been shared with us thus far. I want to make connections to the revelation that came before the Quran. We ought to make connections. It is reported that Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, that when he sought helpers, he went to the river bank or the sea bank or the shore. And the disciples were seen as fishing in the waters, And we know that water signifies our spirituality, our spiritual nature. And Jesus invited them to come from the water to the land, And it is reported that he said, I will make you fishermen of men. The land represents rational, material existence, rational logic, material manipulation, having limited power over the material, creation. That, you know, I was speaking with my daughter one day last week, and I stated to her that Islam does not call us to just a good spiritual feeling. It does not call us to just a feeling. You know, we read the Quran, our spirit is strengthened, we feel real good, alhamdulillah, but that's not the whole of it. There is knowledge and logic that is contained within the Quran. The first word that Allah revealed, he didn't say, feel good. He didn't say, have a spiritual experience. Just bathe in spirituality. No, the first word appealed to our intellect, appealed to our rational knowledge, our rational logic. Read. Islam is not just a good feeling, doorway to science, physics, biology, logic, rational thought. Allah calls us to rational thinking, not just a good spirit, you know, not just a display of spiritual exuberance, you know. We witness people in religious life that get a good feeling. They shout, they laugh, and they shout, and they dance across the floor, raise their hands to the sky, and give all kind of flowery accolades to the Creator. And that is good. It has its place, but there's a balance. That has to be applied to that emotional expression. The water represents our emotionality, our emotions. But Allah also calls us to educate our mind, to come into rational understanding, to education, to science, physics, biology, ophthalmology, you name it. Knowledge. Revelation, praise be to Almighty God, alhamdulillah, revelation is an opening to knowledge. Revelation is not just a good spirit. It is an opening to logic and knowledge and understanding and rational perceptions. Jesus said, I come not to bring you just water. I come to bring you water and blood. The blood is emblematic of material reality, The water represents our emotional nature. So there is a balance. Yes, we want to feel good. about ourselves, but we have bodies that need to be fed. We have families that need to be taken care of. We have wives that need our protection and our maintenance in this material reality. We have to become educated. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. So religion is not revealed just for a good spirit. It is to open up the world of creation to us, that we apply our rational thinking. There is a human language. Imam mentioned it earlier. There is a human language, that is accepted around the world. And I refer to the statement of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah forgive him his sins and grant him the home in the paradise. He said, Islam is mathematics, And we know wherever we go on the earth, two and two will always equal four. That is universal. Anywhere on the earth, knowledge, logic is universal, It is the universal language. There is what is called ma'ruf. That which is accepted as a basis of logic, as a foundation, not the munkar, the ma'ruf. That is standards that are universally accepted. And knowledge. Praise be to Almighty God. Knowledge is the lost property of the believer. No one can claim that it is their possession. It is universal. The sciences coming into education to become educated. Allah reveals to us so that we become educated, not just a good feeling, alhamdulillah, but that we become educated and that we educate others. I'll stop right there. If there's any of you that would like to share at this time, press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic. You're listening to The Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose, a platform upon which we have established a study session for the National Intelligentsia Study Sessions of the lectures and addresses of Imam Dr. Wahid-Siddiq Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alayhi. We seek to engage the group intellect, and to glean from the featured lectures of Imam Muhammad's knowledge, wisdom, and the direction for the practical application in our personal and community lives. These sessions are open to all well-meaning human beings. Praise be to Allah. We return back to the lecture on the night of power. Praise be to Allah.
These soul brothers, they have their souls dressed up with clothes manufactured by them, with homes developed, built by them, with factories established by them, with streets paid by them. Now this is dressing the God. This is dressing the God. My soul is here, but it needs dress. So you can see me in my dress. That's what I want to see a soul brother. I want to see a soul brother in a skyscraper that he put up. Yeah. I want to see a soul brother in a cement factory that he's operating. Automobile factory that he's responsible for. Et cetera, et cetera. Wouldn't that be dressed in the soul brother? He'd be dressed up then, wouldn't he? Lord have mercy. But But now, if I'm reading God's word correctly, there's a formula for it. And you can't get that until you get the first. And the first is to want to be righteous, want to be decent, to accept purity in your life. Praise be to Allah. The night of power. The night of power. This is translated power. But that power is potential. Potential. That's potential for the work. God created our life with the potential for the great work. Now, what will free that potential? What will awaken it? What will give it expression? What will release it into the world so that it can cultivate the world, produce, produce, produce? Following that formula, accept purity. Accept that your Lord, accept your Lord like the Holy Spirit accepts his Lord. He accepts his Lord by strictly obeying him. Accept your Lord the way the angels accept their Lord, by strictly obeying him in the night. In the night. And that obedience will turn the day on for you. Praise be to Allah. Now that might sound simple and ordinary to you, but that's what creates the world. That's what generates worlds. That's how worlds are born. That's the explanation for the beginning of creation and the repeating of creation. Yes. And you who got intelligence and you are respecting what I've been saying, you are standing on solid foundation, and it's just a matter of time before the world will be in your hands. If not in your generation, you pass it on to your children. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. It got into me. Look what it has done for me. I didn't know. If I had known that things would happen to me that have happened to me in these 8 years, I would have, somebody had told me, I would have laughed. Just like Sarah laughed. She's the opponent. But she was told that she was going to give birth to a child of her old age, and she laughed. Because it was ridiculous to her and her situation and her circumstances. Well, in my situation, in my circumstances, as a teenager, as a young man, as a man 40 years old, I'm going to be like your mommy. If I had been told these things, I would have left. I said, you all stressing too much. Ridiculous. Impossible, you know? But it has happened in this day and time. In this day and time. Just recently, I sat with a bishop, Catholic bishop, in dialogue. And I felt as comfortable sitting with him, discussing deep knowledge with him, understanding where he was coming from. And he knew it. There was just common knowledge between us. He's discussing it from his point of view and from his knowledge base. And I'm discussing it from my point of view, or from my knowledge base and my point of view. And we had just been relaxing, enjoying it so relaxedly. The newspaper the next day carried it in the paper. His page in my nice little Catholic town, Catholic influence. So naturally, his face was above mine. But that was okay. they were saying that these two representatives of the two great religions, they discussed differences and showed similarities in differences. The similarities in the differences. So because he was informed, I'm informed, we were able to take what seems to have been differences between us and present those differences as not being differences, but similarities. The similarity was so strong, it dispelled the differences. All the differences disappear. I mean, deep stuff. Deep stuff. Deep as you want to go. Anybody would want to go. This is what we were discussing. And we were on college campus, the University of La Crosse, in the vicinity of the University of La Crosse, among heavyweights. And they come up and beat your little imam like he's the scientist of the age. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating anything. That's the way they come up and beat your imam. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank me for my wisdom. Somebody told me 20 years ago. Forty years ago, Mr. Wallace said, 1996, you're going to be on the campus of La Crosse University, on the campus of this college, and you're going to be in a dialogue with Bishop, Chancellor of the University. He wasn't only a bishop, he was a chancellor. You're going to be in dialogue with the chancellor, Bishop Campbell. And when you finish the dialogue, they're going to thank you for your wisdom. I said, ridiculous. Now, I have over here among my soul brothers, I have those that they hear me talk, and they, some said great about me, they laugh. They can't understand it. Yeah. And when they say, you all tell them that the imam is the imam, they think of some other imam, not me. How come the imam won't be like that imam, you know? How come the imam not teaching Islam like that imam, you know? He'd be wondering if I qualify for that time. Well, Allah blessed me to go to Palestine to talk on Palestine radio. And the radio announcer says, he asked me first, how should he refer to me? I said, well, they call me Imam Muhammad. So when he finished, he said, he's more than an imam, he's a leader for the people. Now, you know, for us, the imam is the leader for the people. So when we look at these imams that are popular in the world today, we need a leader for the people, not just an ordinary man. Allahu Akbar. So, you know, I don't need this. I'm telling you these things and hope that you understand better. That's why I'm telling you these things. Allah is my witness. I don't need to be seen. I don't need to be recognized. Anything. I don't need that. I guess that's why Allah has blessed me with what he has blessed me with. Because I don't need it. I don't need the fame. I don't need recognition. I don't need nobody to tell me I'm great. I don't need that fact. I don't want you saying it. I'm not saying it. I'm saying, I told you what they say. is how they act. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just me. That's all. Just what this one. Master Dean Muhammad, W. Dean Muhammad, regular fella, regular brother, down-to-earth brother. I don't need any flattery. Don't need a special car on the wrap. Don't need to show my bald head. I might be a little banged. I thought I was cute in this cap. So I guess but I can do without it. Yeah. And that's how I want us to be. And when we humble ourselves, God lifts us up. Praise be to Allah. So it's been a special blessing for me to be among you tonight here in Atlanta. And I hope what I discussed with you have helped you in some way. We pray to God that he always keep us as Muslims, as believers. Yeah? Muslim is more important than a believer when Muslim identifies us in the following of Muhammad. But believer is more important for the content of the person. Believer is more important for the content than just the term Muslim. That's why Allah says, and the believers shall be victorious. He didn't say the Muslims. He said, and the believers shall be victorious. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. And the believers shall be victorious. They shall triumph. So we pray to Allah for guidance always, for mercy, forgiveness when we are wrong, for mercy and for guidance always. Ameen. If I don't see you anymore before the Eid, Eid Mubarak. As-salamu alaykum. Praise be to Allah. Night of power.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. We return back to the studio now to see if there are any one of you that would like to share your reflection from what Allah has blessed the Imam Wasabi Muhammad to give to us concerning the night of power. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. I ask if you would press one on your phone and share what Allah has blessed you with throughout this wonderful address on the night of power. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, okay. Brother Muhammad Sharif is back with us. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Sharif.
Wa alaikum assalam, Imam Kareem. I have that.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. Yeah, I have that lecture on the DVD. I listen to it every year. It's 1997. I've been listening to it every year, the Night of Power.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, I took a lot of notes on it when the man was the first time I heard it. I always go back on the notes that I took it at that time, 97. You know, that's every year, Night of Power. Excellent suggestion you made to play it. Praise be to Allah.
Yes. Yes, sir. If you have those notes with you at this time, I'm not sure, I'm quite sure they're put up somewhere, but if you have them handy, if you could share those notes with us that you took when you heard this address, we would greatly appreciate it. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, I have something I have here. Within it, I have some numbers. Number one, the man said, the reading came on the third night, the odd night, odd number, that the name was the angel presses, you know, the name of the third time. That's when he said the night of power on the third time. So it may be talking about the creation when the beginning of the world was, you know. It's better than 1,000 months. It didn't tell you what 1,000 months is. It told, you know, like 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 years. The Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit. The angels all, you know, they said about the angels, that the angels also have a Lord. That it was the dawn of the beginning of creation, or the revelation to the prophet. Well, it's the beginning of our understanding. And so nothing happens, no progress until the day comes. Travel through the earth and see how the creation starts and how it repeats itself. How he begins creation and repeats it. The peace until the dawn. He said, you see, what about there was a debate going on and you were arguing, as the prophet forgot what had been viewed, what the night of power was, because that arguing was going on. You know, he forgot. You know, he said also that the prophet never heard of a Shiite or a Sunni.
Yes,
Sunni. Never heard of a Shiite or a Sunni. Yes, some of the notes, I know someone may have something to say, but I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on your choice of playing this lecture this morning, ma'am. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for sharing those notes with us. Praise be to Allah. I'm grateful that you took notes on the night of power and that you are willing to share what Allah blessed you with based upon those notes that you took. As the imam said, pardon me, there is no such thing as Shiite Muslim or Hanbali Muslim or Hanafi Muslim or Sunni Muslim. You were named Muslim from your father Abraham. Muslim. Praise be to Allah. The importance, there's a general identification of Muslim. And I'm grateful that you mentioned that, because everything that Allah has created is Muslim. It obeys the nature and the law that Allah placed within it. The sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, everything is Muslim. But the imam mentioned that there is a more valuable description of Muslim, that is those that follow our Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. We pray the prayers and the peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad. And that the victory, praise be to Allah, is announced for the believers, for the believers, those that believe in Almighty God and the last day. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah for that. So that we don't, you know, think that it is just us. We partner with other well-meaning human beings to bring about the best for the condition and the life of the human being. Praise be to Allah. Those are the believers. But then there are those of us that accept the Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace be upon him. And we accept the Quran as our guidance. That is the That is the direct, praise be to Allah, the direct identification for us as Muslims. But we recognize that everything, everyone, in their essential nature is Muslim, you know, is Muslim, praise be to Allah. But everyone is not a believer. Everyone is not a believer, because there are people, their essential nature is Muslim, but they have not recognized that, and they have made a decision not to submit to the will of Almighty God, although their foundational fitra, they're the foundational soul, is Muslim, praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. So I'm glad that he shared that with us. And I took special note of the imam mentioning that there are leaders among us. We have leaders among us that practice righteousness, that practice non-corruption, that have purified their soul, and that they will lead us into the victory. Maybe not in this generation, but maybe in generations to come. I state that so that we be a little bit more patient with one another, our clock, for progress is our clock. But Allah has his clock. Allah has his time. And what we are witnessing at this time, and I see it, those of us that are woke, we see it. We see that the baby has been born. The baby is no longer in the womb. The baby has been born. And Allah says, For them, there is another creation. There is another creation. When the baby exits the womb, the baby is challenged with the material reality, with creation itself. It quickens up curiosity in the newborn child as to what is this? What does all of this mean? And that curiosity drives the infant, the small child, to want to know, to want understanding of his present environment. And we have exited the womb, and Almighty God is blessing us with knowledge, with a clear perception, praise be to Allah, that we enter into this world of knowledge, this world of the sciences, this world of dressing, praise be to Allah, of dressing the garden. You know, Allah missioned Adam to dress the garden, and we are Adam. We are that same mission is ours also, that we are to dress the garden. That means utilize the utility of the creation that we are a part of, praise be to Allah. So that we have patience with one another. We say, well, how come such and such a thing ain't happening? How come this ain't happening? It may not happen in our lifetime, but praise be to Almighty God, we are part of the germination. We are a part of the embryonic state of that new creation. That new creation, that is the forming of the heart and the mind. And the mind, people that love righteousness. And because of that, Allah is rewarding our intellect with clear perception, with clear vision. Praise be to Allah. And it shall come into fruition. As the imam said, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. So let us have patience with one another, encourage one another, and applaud the excellence that we see in each other and be willing to cooperate with each other in goodness. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So that's how I'm seeing where we are now, that we are beginning to dress the garden. Praise be to Allah. And that we have present-day leaders that love righteousness, that sanctify themselves, that do not, they abhor corruption and ill conduct. Praise be to Allah. And I won't name any. I could go through my mind and start naming leaders and all of it, but I don't want to do that. Because I would definitely leave some out, you know. So praise be to Allah. Thank you, Muhammad. Is there anyone else that would like to share? Alhamdulillah. We have about 18 minutes left of broadcast time. And I shall now share with you some important public service. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Area code 727741. Welcome to the study session of the Addresses of Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad on the evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Martha Naila Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida. And greetings return to you and to our lovely listening audience and the happiness that's stirring within us all. Praise be to Almighty God. Let me say first, you know, I'm thankful and to hearing the remarks too from Muhammad Sharif and yourself, Imam. And I if I may address in this manner, I was listening to something else that struck me very dearly, and that was a presentation on this time of the year, going through Ramadan and to being here in the presence of the Eid. And the reference was made to, and I had to ask myself on the basis of saying Muslim, I'm Muslim, and then seeing the certain points of race relations, I won't say racism, but race relations divvied in the community, and then I also referenced where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created all of us. And created us as one human family, and definitely we have our uniqueness about us as far as our cultures and such, and that's a beautiful thing. And then it was referenced about the love of Zayd, radiallahu anhu, and the love of Bilal, radiallahu anhu, by the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And listening to the Imam and the Night of Power, and how the reference to the revelation, and then me understanding the revelation had come for us to transform ourselves or reform ourselves by the words that we hear. And it was pointed out that in Surah 33, Ayat 37, says Zayd's name is mentioned, radiallahu anhu, in reference to the Prophet marrying the one that Zayd was married to after, you know, the dissolution of their connection. But pointing out that both coming from the oppressive state or conditions in their life, Bilal and Zayd, and indicate, and I know from where I stand, you know, in connection to the human family and my responsibility to receiving the revelation as I read through the Quran, and I'm thankful to begin to understand the Arabia and not hold Yusuf Ali, radiallahu anhu, and any other who is translated, use their translation experience or expertise to try and share with the English speakers the translation as close as possible. And I know, too, that the responsibility lies on me to also read Arabia and to get an understanding of the grammar and then hold it in context of the time and then how it is transformative through the years. It's not just relative to the time of the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. So I'm saying all of this to say, as an ongoing initiative in order to live this life and understand the Night of Power, as you mentioned about the light and the perception, understanding, the inspiration and the intelligence, when we get that sparkling of light coming through from the darkness. And what do we do after that? I guess I'm saying it because I don't want to lose the flavor after all these years of going through Ramadan. I'm finally, can't speak for anybody else, right? I'm finally understanding that I have a responsibility to what I've read and understood, and whatever I understand now, I have to respond accordingly. And that is not a small feat, F-E-A-T. So I'm thankful to be here at this day and time in the position in CWSC, the Community-Wide Share Conference, on the board of directors as executive director, which means that there's a lot of transformation that can take place, connecting us, making sure that we're not exclusive to anyone, and we are all inclusive, and that as we reach across whatever table to share and understand one another, knowing that the total focus is on the revelation of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we truly work together based upon that. And so moving forward, everyone will understand the efforts of CWSC and all of the intelligentsia and the promotion of everything through AM360, American Muslim 360. I've been meeting several people, and I tell you, and those who is here saying, oh, I don't know about CWSC, and understandably so, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to move not because of personification, but because of the revelation. I'll stop right there. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Martha. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. You know, CWSC, for the listening audience, it stands for Community Wide Shura Conference. Community Wide Shura Conference. And that Shura is the most important part of the Community Wide Shura Conference, that we share with each other our various points of interest, our various points of view, that we consult one another in this human dynamic that we are living in. Praise be to Allah that there is conversation and discussion on a myriad of subject matter. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. Let me broaden it, that it's not just aimed at just us in the Association of Imam Wazidi Muhammad or us as Muslims. We are inviting all well-meaning people. We want to consult with them. We want to have contact with them. We want to have dialogue with them. Praise be to Allah on addressing the circumstances and the situation of the human condition. Praise be to Allah. And you have made a very valiant effort in that. Praise be to Allah. If you would share with us the iftar that was held in the state of Florida this blessed month of Ramadan, I'm quite sure we would greatly appreciate it. I understand that it was attended by not just Muslims. So if you would share with us, please.
Yes, and I have to begin, thank you, Imam, I have to begin with the efforts of the thinkers that have applied themselves. The Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association has risen out of the connection with the association with the leadership of Imam Wazidi Muhammad. And those words that the Imam imparted back in 1999 to then a Shura board to reflect that we are in association with the leadership of Imam Wazidi Muhammad. And now we see the importance, too, of establishing centers and such and putting it in document in our articles of incorporation and understand the importance of that. And so from that, the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, our leadership, actually has been about seven individuals. One has transitioned, which would have been eight persons. And from that, we began to facilitate the efforts through the governance, education, economics, and sociocultural with the man's recommendation and understanding that we stand on what we have come to know. Imam says, it's okay to mention the Imam's name, but once we understand, then we go forth. But we give homage to and connection with when we speak with the leaders, such as the city representation and the commissioners and all. And when we speak with them, that we speak with them from a point of, and that is based from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we recognize their leadership, we recognize what they are doing and their efforts, and then we bring into the fold of Imam Warsi Muhammad's leadership and where he was connected with, how he come about as well. And from that, we establish a true relationship with a respectful leadership, with the leadership here in the Tampa Bay area, specifically St. Petersburg. And so the mayors through the years, going back into the 1980s, we have formed a relationship, and then it evolved into our hosting Ramadan announcement on the hall steps of City Hall and on the county hall, county steps. And then we then bridged the gap even more through our interfaith development, and then bridged it even more to have the mayor and the City Hall sponsor, co-sponsor, meaning we are utilizing one of the great historic buildings here in the St. Petersburg area for the efforts of bringing people together, bridging the gap, whatever those gaps are, and hosting, yes, and hosting conversations beyond that. And now the iftar host now has been up to 900 some odd people coming out from different faiths or saying they're of no faith, atheist, agnostic, what have you. But the message is clear: together for peace, love, and compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Martha, for that excellent display of Amrahum Shura Bainahum. Thank you, my sister. Praise be to Allah. Well, you was getting ready
all
to
right.
say something. Yes, Martha?
Yes, Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak to you. Praise be to Allah. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Air code 321-917. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, the Lacey Umar, Melbourne, Florida. Peace and blessings to everyone. Eid Mubarak to all of you. And thanks so much for, I appreciate having the Ramadan, and I want to thank you, Imam, first for being diligently putting the juice of the Quran on each day. And that was a great blessing for me to be able to listen to the Quran being read every day. Thank you so much for your consistency. And Muhammad Sharif out there, the believers, this brother got notes from 1996 still in his hand. Thank you so much for this type of association that we have. What a wonderful association. And this reminds me of this sacred unity that's needed. And the Imam made a comment about the night of power being the night of potential, being that power being potential. You know, I thought it was such a powerful thought to almost end the message with, that the potential is there for all of us. All of us have different potential. There are different characters, different qualities that we all share and have and can make a contribution to the overall goal of community development. So, inshallah, we hope Ramadan was great for everyone out there. Ramadan Mubarak and Eid Mubarak. And inshallah, we look forward to next year.
Well, if you would share with us the next upcoming broadcast of which you are a gracious host, if you would, please.
Yes, yes, we are preparing to make it in the land of plenty, following your wonderful production you have here. You know, I'm in a unique situation behind your production, preparing to make it in the land of plenty is the program. Today we're going to, so we are just going to talk about E today and invite the audience to chime in and share with us their experiences during Ramadan and just briefly. And make some comments on Eid al-Fitr and its meaning, et cetera, et cetera. And just have a leisure program today. And, you know, I will share with you, my daughter did a little monthly planner, daily planner, really. And she had this coaster and that whole a phone and coffee. She said she's going to market it. He said, it's called Sip, Chill, and Celebrate. So I know we're out there drinking water and our favorite beverages. We're chilling out, but we want to celebrate, inshallah, and pray that Allah give us the victory and the success for Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak, Shukran. See you on the other side at 10 a.m. Thank you, Imam.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Imam Delacy. Omar, praise be to Allah. We look forward to the broadcast and preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Excellent broadcast following this one here. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. We must plan. We must prepare. You know, there's that statement, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Praise be to Allah. And the connection with the night and the potential is very important. The night holds the potential. Praise be to Allah. You know, the Prophet Muhammad shared with us about two arrows shot from the same bow. Two arrows shot from the same bow. And the Imam's clarity on that is that the string of the bow is pulled back, and it puts stress on the bow. The string is pulled back and it's pulled back and it's pulled back and it's pulled back. That is the human potential that is pulled back. But then when released, it flies toward the destiny that Almighty God has planned for the human being. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Imam Delacy, Ummah. We are ending this broadcast, The Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose. I look forward every Saturday morning for these study sessions, and I greatly appreciate everyone's participation. Let me end with the greetings of peace to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Eid Mubarak. May the peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon you, and may we all have a blessed day. I'll see you on the other side, Imam. Assalamu alaikum.